Hi. I'm assuming you're probably here because either you saw my tweet or you are subscribed to me on YouTube, or maybe you know me in real life, or for some reason you just decided to come out and check whatever this is. So regardless, welcome. So I'm going to warn you guys before we get started that for a few episodes, this podcast is probably going to be boring since the reason I'm starting it is because I just got on break from school and I have absolutely nothing to do with my life. But if you want some insights on what it's like to be a Starbucks barista, then this is the place for you. Good luck not falling asleep. Anyway, before we get started, I guess I'm going to say you should probably subscribe. Yes, I am an annoying YouTube person, I know. But I guess I'm going to plan on posting a new episode of this every week, so tune in every week for a new episode. That kind of went without saying. I'm sorry. This episode is already a cringe fest, so let's move on and see how much worse it can possibly get. Well, I guess I should start off with a little bit about me. I'm 17, I'm a college student, I work at Starbucks, and I'm a YouTuber, and I don't really have that interesting of a life. Well, actually, I do. It just kind of depends on what day you ask me. I do have a lot of friends, most of whom I hope are listening right now. Please love me. And I'm friends with some very interesting people, like the lesbian Instagram model who is married to the Republican woman who owns a strip club. And sometimes when I meet people like that, I'm like, wow, my life is really dull. But then I go to work at Starbucks and it's very hectic, and I'm like, oh, my life isn't dull at all. And you meet a lot of interesting people working at Starbucks, like the people who will ask for a non-dairy milk and then ask for whip with it. Or, there's always the people who will ask for a very complicated drink, then have you read it back to them, and then when they get to the window, they say that you made it wrong when you remember what they ordered and it wasn't what they're saying they ordered. Or there was this one time when I served a lady who just basically told me off because I wasn't able to answer her at the speaker the second she pulled up there and had me get my manager and then cuss my manager out for about 10 minutes, thus holding the line up for everyone else. What I really don't understand is people who complain that they're waiting for a long time and then make it take longer for other people. Also, I'm starting to notice that my voice sounds kind of like Jenna Marbles in her Thoughts from a Bathtub videos. But do I really care? No, because Jenna is a legend. I hope to be her someday. Anyway, I am also an aspiring singer slash rapper slash songwriter, and my YouTube is probably the place where I'm going to be posting a lot of my original music and my covers. I can sing and rap, obviously, and I also can play the ukulele, but not good. Another thing that I really like, which is probably a lot of what this podcast will be about, is food and Starbucks drinks. See, I told you this podcast was going to be really, really boring. But I think this is also going to be about, some stories about what happens in my life and some of my thoughts. I mean, on my last YouTube channel, one of my main segments was 1 a.m. thoughts. I say one of my main segments. I had two of my six videos on that channel about it, but anyway, so let's see what happened in my life this past week. On Thursday night last week, I went to a play with a whole bunch of people that I hadn't seen in about a year, so that was fun. And then on Friday, I went down and rode the light rail up to downtown Denver to go see the Nutcracker with the Moscow Russian Ballet, which was really fun, except for the fact that on the way to get on the light rail, I ran up 12 flights of stairs in dress boots and messed up my knee really bad. So that was fun. But the ballet itself was actually pretty fun, and we had a really good dinner right before that, too. Oh my god, I'm so hungry right now. And then on Saturday, I had to work for 8 hours on a messed up knee, and then I went to the after party for the closing night of the play that I went to on Thursday night. Sunday, I went to church and then worked and then came home. And since then, I've been kind of doing school and binge watching Blue Planet 2. Another thing I'm obsessed with that I will probably talk a lot about is British nature series, especially if they're narrated by David Attenborough. All these people say they want their lives to be narrated by Morgan Freeman. Not for me. I like David Attenborough. So, since I have already opened the conversation up about that a little bit, I guess today I'm going to talk about working as a Starbucks barista and how not to be a jerk when ordering at Starbucks. Yes, I know, it sounds very, very boring, and admittedly it kind of is. But this is a very important subject to me and my friends, a lot of whom are also Starbucks baristas. So, lesson one, our drink sizes. Now, when Starbucks first started serving espresso drinks instead of just beans and herbal teas, we had three sizes, and they were called short, tall, and grande. Note how grande is the largest. However, later the drink size venti was added, named so because it was 20 ounces. Now, in our cold drinks, we also have four sizes, but they're a little bit different. We still have tall and grande, which are the same size, and we also have a venti size, but it's 26 ounces instead of 20. And we also have a larger size that not a lot of people know about that's called Trenta. However, as far as Trenta drinks go, you can't get blended beverages or iced lattes. Only iced teas, refresher beverages, and iced coffees. The reason for that being that we don't have Trenta dome lids. So that was lesson one. Lesson two is that cappuccino and frappuccino are two very different things. You would be surprised at how many people I've had to explain this to. A cappuccino is an espresso beverage with steamed milk, and it's normally hot. A frappuccino is a cold blended iced beverage that is normally milk-based but does have a certain amount of coffee in it. Unless you get a cream frappuccino, which is kind of self-explanatory. Lesson three is just two words: please tip. Lesson four is that if a drink has milk in it, you can get it with non-dairy milk. We have almond milk, soy milk, coconut milk, and lactaid. Lesson five is that we don't have packets of cream, so if you tell me four sugars and four creams, I'm just going to put four packets of sugar with cream. Lesson six is that the Starbucks refreshers actually do have caffeine in them. They have green coffee extract, which gives you the caffeine without any of the taste of coffee. So while you think you might be drinking just fruit juice, it's got caffeine in it. So I would advise not to drink them right before bed. Lesson seven. If we can make it in a latte, we can also make it in a frappuccino. It's just syrup. And there you go. Just keep those in mind, and you'll be good to go. There are a few other things that I was going to talk about, but I can't remember them right now. So we're just gonna leave that out. Like my little tea sound effect there. That's just gonna be the sound effect I play whenever I've just spilled some really good tea, or I'm going to spill some really good tea. Actually, I feel like I should have like a whole segment called like Tea Time. That sounds like it would be really good. So I guess now it's tea time. There's no tea. Like I said, my life has been pretty boring lately. But like I said earlier, I have just binge watched the entire series of Blue Planet 2, so that's on my recommendation list for this week. Another personal recommendation of mine is the peppermint white chocolate mocha frappuccino from Starbucks and Panera Bread's tomato soup. Actually, tomato soup of any kind. I really like tomato soup. Which brings me to another recommendation, which is a place called Tom and Chi. And it's a restaurant that literally only serves grilled cheese and tomato soup, and it's really good. The nearest one to me is about an hour away, which is sad, but it's only an hour away, so. Anyway, I'm going there on Friday, and I'm really excited. This podcast is slowly becoming Thoughts for Your Thoughts from Parks and Recreation, but yeah, I don't know. So I guess that's all that I have for this week, so I'll see you guys later. Bye. Just kidding, here's the weekly song recommendation.